welcome back to Uncommon Faith Podcast. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ashley.
And are you super excited about today's episode?
I'm so excited.
Me too. This should be interesting.
Today's guest is
Riley Reed.
April is month of the military child, and I'm not really sure what that exactly means or what it entails, but we figured we'd talk a little bit about
bringing light to what it's like as a military family in general. So let's start with you.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. Yeah. And then we'll bring my daughter on. I think she's excited. So
everybody knows, not so the stalkers know, but just all of our good listeners. What state are you currently in now?
Oh, not for the stalkers. Don't come find me.
Don't come find her. What state
are you currently in? We're in Colorado.
And right, what number state does that make for you guys?
That we've lived together since married. Let's see. Kentucky. Massachusetts, Hawaii, Georgia, Colorado. So we've had Colorado twice now. This is his third time being stationed in Colorado. So that's six states.
I knew it was quite a few because I've been to most of them.
Yeah, we literally have gone back and forth, back and forth.
Which has been great.
Yeah.
Which has been great, but I've seen all the transitions and how hard it is for you because you're a little miss like me. We like to decorate interior design. Yeah. And so every time you get a good idea and have something going and get put up and it's so pretty, you guys get new orders and it's like, oh, there goes that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine living that life. That's one reason why I always told myself I couldn't date someone in the military, because I like to be stationary. Like, I don't want to have to move around. I don't like that idea. And so that's been a lot on you. How have you dealt with it throughout the years?
I know for some people it's really hard, you know, if they're like maybe super attached to their family and their life there and in their home state or whatever. But I think that since I got married so young and I was just ready to get ready to just like live on our own. I mean, it was a little scary at first, but I think it becomes very adaptable. And honestly, I think that learning how to be flexible on our mission trips and whatnot,
living the Gumby life.
Yeah. And traveling, I think that really kind of prepared me for moving from place to place and meeting new people. I was homesick a lot in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, 19 and I'm like, I have no idea how to be like a housewife.
Right. What is like, what does this life consist
of? How do you cook meals? Like, am I meant for this? Like, this is so weird. Like, having to take care of a husband and like do the laundry and like, I mean, I knew how to do chores and things, but it's just like, okay, now it's like I am the wife. That's a lot of responsibility.
I mean, I think military or no military, any young girl that gets married that at that age is probably freaked out and panicked like that.
Yeah.
And then you throw in all the moving. It makes it a whole different story.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, I can't imagine, like, I think a lot of people don't realize every time you move, you have to make new friends. And that's like starting over, all over again. It's like being a high schooler and having to switch high schools mid-year. Like, no one wants to have to go through that. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I think I've gotten really good at it now at this point. Like, I cut right to the chase, and I kind of figure, like, okay, we're going to be friends or we're not going to be friends. I get weird vibes from me. I'm like, I'll move on. You know?
Because you got to move on quick.
Yeah, that's true.
And so everyone knows, like, your ultimate goal, your guys' dream place to for your final station. What do you want that to be?
You ask when you know the answer.
Right.
Well, it's not necessarily his dream. I would like to be in Tennessee, and he wants to be
Just so everyone knows, what you want and what you get are two totally different things. Because you can want all day in the military to be stationed somewhere. But yeah. What they say is the final word. Where you go, you go.
Yeah.
And that's so hard to deal with, too.
Yeah, I would like to be in Tennessee when we retire. And
right.
Get settled, buy a house, and do all those things.
Yeah, you're going to get a farm right next door to me. Goals.
Stop trying to make me a farmer.
It's podcast time. Let me go milk the cows real quick and then I'll be right over. Let's do it.
That'd be so weird. he wants to be by a body of water. Like he would prefer, honestly, he would be happy to retire back in Georgia because he was so close to the beach. And he literally could go every weekend if he wanted to just drive up to the beach and watch the sunrise. Like that's how he feels like grounded, you know, that's how he gets like, you know, he feels peaceful and whatnot. Obviously coming from a California boy,
we're going to have to find him a nice pool and put some sand in it.
Well, I mean, there's lakes there and there's a like reservoir. I can't say the word correctly.
Reservoir.
Is it French?
There's lakes and rivers, creeks,
so like
streams.
Any, like by any body of water.
Body of water, I think. And he'll be happy.
Yeah, because he can trick himself into thinking it's like a
beach. Not only that, but living in Tennessee, the nice part is if you want to fly out to Miami, it's like $60. It's real cheap. So if he does need that time away, or you guys need a little mini vacation. At least it's not as expensive as flying from California to Miami.
Yeah, and we can literally drive because his parents and his sister and her family are in Alabama, and we can easily just drive all because they go to the beach all the time. And you can just go just drive straight down.
Yeah, a lot of people here go out to what's called Destin, Florida, and it's a 7-hour drive, but it's a beautiful drive.
Yeah. That's so the vacation spot. It's not the worst thing. And we joked about like, maybe we should have a vacation house too and do that. I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's just try and buy our first house first.
Because you're not winning the lottery here. It's very rare.
No.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Which would make state number 7.
It would make state number 7. So we're not too far off from retiring. And it's not my career. I'm not retiring.
Right.
He can.
Well, as a family, you guys are retiring.
Yes. Like that's, ending.
That's a whole ending different life one change
chapter
for you guys.
And starting a new chapter.
Absolutely.
Is really close to retiring. We're just a few years off. So the goal, the hope would be that we could get stationed like on the Kentucky-Tennessee border. That's number one choice. Right. Number two choice would be probably back in Georgia because we already kind of have like, you know, we already know the lay of the land a bit. And then the third.
You've got your church, you have your connections.
Yeah, the third would be. There's another one in Georgia that's closer to his family. It's like really close to the Alabama-Georgia border. And so all three of those places are super close to just drive to Tennessee as we you know, finish out his career. So that's the hope, but that can never necessarily be actually going to happen.
You can't set anything in stone. Right. You can't make that list
yet. Yeah, we live in limbo all the time.
And that's hard. How well do the kids do with military life?
I feel like
you have a young one and you have a preteen. So how does that go?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's a from a parent's perspective, I think that the younger ones can be a little flexible. And start, you know, the older they get, it gets harder because, you know, just as hard as it is for an adult to relocate, you literally have maybe even harder because for an adult, we know what's happening. You know, we know, okay, well, I know I can make this effort in this relationship or this friendship to make it, you know, still lasting, like emailing or FaceTiming or calling and keeping in touch with people.
Right.
But when you're younger, like in the, you know, higher elementary age to middle school to high school, you know, they're in their own people are in their own little worlds, and it's hard for a person to understand that. Like, it's hard for a kid to understand that.
And I personally have known the little ones since they were itty bitty. And I've seen the difference. Like when your husband gets, what's deployed. The word? Deployed. Yeah. When he gets deployed, I can see the attitude shift in them and like the things that they do and how sad they get and the difference in their personality every time that he's deployed. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. And that's hard. It's hard on you because you're the one left dealing with it all and trying to figure it out and figure out the best approach.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to be a military family. You have to be a tough cookie to go through it.
Yeah, not a lot of couples or family, you know, they don't last a lot of the time because it's hard to be separated.
Yeah.
You know, especially like, you know, in this new situation that we're in, we've never had to do it like this before where he goes to, he's getting ready to go to the Sergeant Major Academy in Texas. And we had to think about that, like, cause he kind of could have opted out in the beginning, but we're like, if you make the list, then it's kind of like, if this happens, then we'll reevaluate and we can only make decisions so much, you know, in what's in our power.
Until you get,
So we're like, okay, if this happens, if you make this list, because you have to, you know, your number has to come up on this list to be promoted or promotable. So if your name comes up on this list, and we waited, we knew that it was coming. This was like a year ago. We're like, okay, the list should be coming out around this time. Right. If you're on this list, what do we do next? What do we choose? Right. So he could have opted out and not gone up to the next rank, but if he goes up to this next rank and we're so close to retirement, he retires at that rank, not at the rank he's at now. So for those who don't know,
more beneficial.
Yeah. For those who don't know what ranking is, I will do my best to explain it because I'm like, I don't know a lot of stuff. So I could be talking, you know, out of my butt here.
Yep.
So when you join the military, or specifically the Army, if you go in and enlist, like say straight out of high school, which is what Evan did, you are a non-commissioned officer, right? Oh gosh, I feel like I'm saying the wrong thing. We have officers and enlisted. Okay, so usually officers mean that you have gone to college first. You have gone to, say, an RTC program within your college, and when you graduate, you go straight in on
that rank.
When you join an enlisted, you are like the bottom of the bottoms. So,
you're their little puppet. They put you where they want to put you.
So, well, not necessarily, but so you're going, it goes differently. So with the ranks, you're going to go in as like a private, so like an E2, private second class. E3 is a private first class. Then you have your specialist, which is an E4. You have your corporal. And then by ranking, that's how much what your job entails and how much you're getting paid. So like what you're doing. So when he first joined, when we were dating, he went up pretty quickly. And yes, I am correcting myself. It is non-commissioned right. officer, an NCO. Okay. So by the time we got married, I think he was an E3 or E4, private okay. first class or a specialist. And then he got up to E5, I think 10 years ago, sergeant. Or staff sergeant. I don't remember, to be honest.
Right. I feel like it was E3. I remember you saying it before.
And so to him, he thought that he was only going to get to a certain rank. Like, because a lot of people are like, I'll go my entire 20 mm-hmm. years and I'll only get to like sergeant first class or master sergeant or whatever. I think it was sergeant first class was as high as that he thought he was going to go, which is an E7. And so right. then when he got E8, when he was deployed in Korea, that was master sergeant. Mm-hmm. He was like, which is, it's so confusing because a master sergeant and it's kind of also like a first sergeant. It gets confusing because they'll have like ones that are like parallel with each other. And you're like, this person does this kind of job and this person does another one. But they're the same right. rank. They're but just
on the same level.
Yeah, same level, but like different jobs or whatever. And if you are Army and you're listening and you're like, dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. I'm doing my best.
She's just the wife.
I'm the wife. I'm the wife. So, and I don't wear my husband's rank. So I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about. This is to my knowledge.
Which with that, and while we're on that topic, how hard has it been for you to try and explain this to family? Because like you'll find out one thing and then you'll like say something mm-hmm. on Facebook and then everyone's like asking you a bajillion questions. Well, and it's always, I don't know.
A lot of the questions, it's like always if, that's what, the if you're asking what kind of questions we get and then how do I deal with that? A lot of people will be like, oh, what does your husband do in the Army? I know currently what he's doing, or this is like civilians. So people who are not in the military, they're civilians right. and they'll ask you basically, oh, what does your husband do in the yeah. Army versus people who are in the military? They'll say, what's your right. husband's MOS? What's your husband's unit? And then it's like trickles down. What's your husband's unit? Oh, what's his company? What's his that? And I'm like,
It's like a school for you.
And every time we move, it's a new one. And he'll be like, oh yeah, I knew this person in the one in 118. And I'm like, which place was yeah. that? I think 118 was Hawaii.
I still don't know. I didn't know then. I don't know now. But how do you say that without being rude?
Yeah. And every time we move, I have to learn a whole new thing. So it's been the easiest when he was recruiting. So I was like, okay, he's a recruiter right now. And now he's doing ROTC. He's an instructor at CU Boulder. So that's been the easiest thing to describe to people. So I'll get that a lot. And then I'll get a lot of questions from civilians like, oh, do you know where you're going to move next? No, absolutely not. Like, it's always the same questions. And you almost have to laugh because you're like, you have no idea.
It's a whole different world. I mean, even just you saying civilian, it's like, yeah, so you guys live in a different world, different mindset. It's funny.
I mean, I just answer them because they don't know. I mean, it gets more frustrating. Yeah. It's like saying like witches or wizards and muggles. Yeah. You guys are muggles.
Rude.
Non-magic folk. So yeah. So no, I think it gets frustrating when like you have like family or friends who literally ask the same questions, you know.
Guilty.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Even my mom asked the other day. She's like, well, when do you think you'll move to Tennessee? I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I've been asking you that question for probably 5 years now. Like, how long will it take you to get here?
I don't know. Because I don't know. I don't know what it's going to entail. Like, we didn't know that the Sergeant Major Academy was going to pop up for us. And right. And then when we kind of laid it out, we're like, okay, well, this is only going to add an extra year, one extra year on top of retirement because
right.
we're doing it now. Right. So that was like, well, if it's only adding one more year, we might as well do that. And then he right. can retire at that rank. So yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
Yep.
But also blessed because I feel like with him being in the Army, that has been the most consistent thing.
Right.
Even though things are like up in the air. So I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's been the most consistent thing in our lives that like that we've been able to trust God with. Because we're like, well, it's literally out of our right. control.
Out of your control.
And that's made it so much easier that way.
Right. Just putting your faith completely in God, man.
Yeah, there is freedom in that. And it's but it can be frustrating. But with everything else, it's like, ooh, but how are we gonna do this? But then we look yeah. back and we're like, well, literally God has put us in the right place at the right time every time.
Every time.
And Evan has been really blessed in his career. And mm-hmm. the fact that he's gotten this far when he didn't even think he would make it this far, right. like, it's crazy. I'm like already teasing him. I'm like, I'm going to be married to a sergeant major. I'm so fancy. Oh, I'm Sergeant Major Reed's wife. Mm-hmm.
Does it give you like kind of flashbacks of the Army Wives show?
I never watched Army Wives.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Yeah. I guess
probably nothing compared to what
really I know. I really feel like we should do like maybe a series on the show of like watching episodes, and I'd be like, nope, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
That's wrong. That's incorrect.
Because Evan, if he sat there with me, he would probably pick apart like that rank is not correct. That's wrong.
You don't go from this to that.
Yeah, that's wrong. Their haircut is not, you know,
the standard.
Yeah, all those things. Wouldn't they be interesting if we did that? Did like just a whole series of like, okay, guys.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, do like a, because I've never seen it. And if you've seen it, I don't even know where it's streaming.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, that is
I
not.
I think it was Netflix.
Maybe. Let me see.
But who knows if it's still there?
Yeah, I'll find out. So common misconceptions, I guess. What are things that you think about Army life or
military
yeah, or
life
being an Army?
That Evan has to wake up at the crack of dawn and like work out and then get to work.
That is true. Usually, I mean, yes, if normal units, they have PT and they have to go, mm-hmm. especially if you're living on base and obviously if Army wives are on base, yes, they right. wake up early. Sometimes...
Well, I remember Hawaii, and I remember always seeing them out there running in the morning. Yeah. One time specifically when my son decided to shout at them.
mm-hmm. Yeah, and fun. they will block off streets and stuff so that the guys can do their running and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so that's basically, that's how, like 5 or 6 in the morning. But it kind of depends. And so like here it's different because he's teaching. So they'll do PT yeah. like 3 times a week. But a lot of the times like he's getting up at 4 in the morning or something or before mm-hmm. that. And I'm like, what happened to sleeping in? Like we're at the end here. Like why?
That doesn't exist.
Okay. What's another one? These are interesting.
That he has to stay a certain weight.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I kind of know them, but
yeah. So they have to be They have to be able to do pass a PT test, which is a certain amount of, you know, different exercises and whatnot. They're always coming out with new ones, so they have to be able to pass a PT test. They have to be a certain weight, mm-hmm. and they have to, I don't want to say height, but they have to be a certain weight, so they can't be overweight.
Right. Okay, here's another one for you, that there's military balls every year.
Usually, yes. It really depends. Obviously, COVID messed things up, but yeah, usually. Okay. And you have to, we have to buy our tickets, just like prom. We have to buy our tickets. They have to, whoever's putting on the ball, like, so say it's like, say the unit's like 167. So 167 is putting on a ball, and they have certain people that have to make sure things are coordinated. So like, there are party planners, but it's within the unit. Usually it's guys, mm-hmm. and that's always interesting.
Yeah. I think the biggest one that I would love to know the answer from your view and what you've mm-hmm. seen and experienced is, most Army husbands are cheaters.
No, I'm not going to say most, but yes, there's a lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
I've come across in all the different places pretty consistently. One person has cheated on the other. Or I've even come across military couples who they're swingers. Yeah, they're swingers.
Like wife swapping. Yeah, I saw that one coming.
That was interesting. I think in a lot of relationships, just like in normal relationships, like, people try and spice things up.
That's so crazy. That's so sad.
Yeah. Or like with the cheating, like, it's really hard to be separated. And if you have soldiers who have been going like on back-to-back deployments, right, where they come home, strikes. You know, they're home. And then they
so many other ways, go, man.
They're home for what, 6 months or 9 months?
Yeah.
They've been trying to shorten the deployments and not going out as much. But we were very blessed that he only deployed 3 times. And the first only 2 of them were when we were married, and they're pretty spaced out. So, but yeah.
Has he been deployed to?
So when we were first dating, he was deployed to Iraq. Mm-hmm. For a year, and he did not come home at all. He did his R&R, his rest and relaxation, his little mm-hmm. vacation time. He did it in Qatar, mm-hmm. And then in when Riley was like almost 2, he deployed to Afghanistan for a year, and he did come home for Christmas time. Which I don't know. It's kind of hard. It's like, I don't know which one's harder. Like, them come home for a little bit and then go. Then you have to send them back out for 6 months.
Right.
So.
It's like a teaser.
Yeah. And then this last one was in like 2018. He was deployed to Korea for 9 months, which you would think would be, you know, not as is bad,
right?
But it was probably one of the hardest, because I was by myself versus, you know, the time before his sister lived with me. But this one was harder because the kids were older. Well, we had not at that point, and then we had 2, and they were older, so they understood,
right,
that he was gone. And
is little Miss Riley around by any chance? I'd love to get some opinions from her.
Yeah. Are you ready to bring her on, our special guest? You're yes, done asking ma'am. Me all the adult Army wife questions?
Yeah.
Okay, darn. All right, hold on. All right, we have our special guest now. Riley is in the room.
Yay! So excited for today. Ooh. We have Miss Riley Reed with us. Hey, sweetie, how Hello. Are you?
Good. Did you hear my voice crack?
She's obsessed with that.
I'm not obsessed with voice cracks. I'm just saying my voice cracks a lot.
You're obsessed when my voice cracks.
Yeah, well, that's because I always point it out.
Puberty, so fun.
Yes, thank you for that.
So, did you have school today, Riley?
Yeah, it was very tiring.
Oh, I bet. And, yeah. You're in what grade and how old are you now?
I'm in seventh grade and I'm 13.
Oh, my goodness. Currently. Stop growing. I can't stand it. I miss little Miss Riley, tiny, tiny.
Oh, well.
It's weird. So you guys need to stop growing up.
Never.
I don't like it at all. All right, girl. Well, now that we have you on, I've got all the questions for you. Are you ready for them?
Yes, all the questions.
Okay. So you've been a military kid, what some people call military brats. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's what you're called, is a military brat?
I told her recently.
Yeah, you had a whole conversation in the car with me.
What has military life been for you in your eyes? How hard has it been?
Definitely difficult at times.
Why has it been difficult?
With all the moving and stuff, you know, making new friends, leaving old friends.
Right.
Going to new schools and having to, like, adjust to the time zone, definitely.
Yeah. I can't imagine that one. Oh, it's like forever jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Has it been fairly easy for you to make new friends?
Sometimes at school it was harder, but...
Now, do people treat you differently because they know that you're from a military family? So when you get to school, do they know? Do you tell them? What is their opinion on it?
I mean, my two best friends know. Like, all my friends know, but they, like, it's not something, like, that would come up in a conversation.
Now, but, have, like, you ever had other friends that are also from a military family?
I want to say yes, but my memory is really bad right now. So, Mom, if you know any of my friends that are in the military, or their parents.
I mean, not here.
Obviously, not here, but...
Because we're not really...
Because I was just kind of curious if it's easier for you to make friends with other military brats, or if it's... better to make friends with civilians, well, or easier.
There's more civilians, so I guess, I mean, it doesn't really come to me when I'm making friends. And so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Right. What's been the easiest thing about military life for you? Or I guess the most exciting?
Going to see new places. Like when we lived in Hawaii, even though it was like really hot, there was a whole bunch of waterfalls and the beaches were cool.
Was that your favorite spot? It was definitely my favorite spot you guys have been to. Do you remember going to the beach with us?
Not really.
No. Caleb was such a little tiny dude.
I only remember from what the pictures tell me.
Yeah. But Hawaii sticks in your mind, yeah?
Yeah. Honestly, I think Georgia, because we lived there the longest, that I remember. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Now, I'm curious, could you tell the difference between a southern life and, like, Colorado?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, some people, there's a lot of people here that don't have accents.
Yeah.
And it gets, I was just telling my mom in the car that, like, it's rarely, like, lukewarm or warm here. It's either extremely cold or extremely hot, like today, which was really hot, so.
Right. Like, in Georgia, you have all four seasons, so you have that mild weather in between.
Yeah, and, like, when we went there, when we lived there, it snowed for the first time in a couple years, because apparently they don't get a lot of snow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was already used to the snow, so coming here was a bit easy.
So, how do you feel about eventually living in Tennessee and being closest to your favorite auntie? Ha ha ha.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I've only went to Tennessee, like, once, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, once or twice. And I don't remember anything about it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely will be hotter than it is here during winter. Yeah.
So how have you done emotionally being an Army child? Do you feel like it's really hard every time your dad has to go away, or do you feel like you're used to it now?
Well, I say that I'll be fine, like, if my dad leaves, but subconsciously, I don't think I am, because, like, my mom says, like, I'm not good with change and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you feel your attitude change when your dad leaves?
Honestly, I can't really tell that.
Do you feel yourself getting sassy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Mainly because your mom tells you, huh? Mm, yep. Yeah. But so if, I'm curious, if your dad were to have to get deployed in these last few years, will you be okay?
Honestly, I'm not very sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary to think about, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
you're a tough cookie, though. I know you could get through
it. But I definitely got excited, like, very excited to hear that we're staying the rest of next year. Right. So I can at least finish middle school. Right. And then when I get there, I can start high school. Right. And it'll be easier to make friends, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
So that's what I did with Aiden, and it worked out really well. I waited for him to finish his eighth grade year of junior high, and then he started freshman year out here. Which was still culture shock for him because, you know, with all of us being from California, we're so used to a certain style and a certain type of kid. And so when he got out here, he was like, what the heck, Mom? Where did you bring me? So, but he adapted pretty quick and has made so many good, positive friends. It's been so beneficial for him.
Yeah.
It's like a fresh start and you could change who you are. And he loved that. So he got to be a different version of himself, which was really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a change in style.
Yeah.
When we get up there, probably. Yeah,
but we'll help you. You know that. We got you.
That's what we were talking about is we being in the military, we never know right. where we're going next. We don't know how it's going to play out for us. We can have our plans, but it could just not match up with God's plans or the Army's plans. So we have to be really flexible. Do you think that you've grown to be pretty flexible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty mm-hmm. easy going. Yeah. Do you think that you're treated differently by people or kids or whatever, like being in the military and people know that you're going to be here for just a little short amount of time?
Well, I wouldn't say they treated me differently. I mean, my best friends, Izzy and Juliana, they both got excited as much as I was when I told them that we were gonna stay another year. So now we're just planning to do a whole bunch of stuff before we go. So yeah. I wouldn't say, like, exactly treated me differently, but, like,
So if there was one thing that you wish you had, like, a civilian instead of being an Army kid, what would that be? Is there anything you would change about your upbringing that other kids got that you didn't? Do you feel like there's something?
Nothing really. I mean, I do kind of, not like envy, but like I kind of like, so you know how like people, like, they know each other from like years and years ago and then they are like friends, right. Like that's something like I would want, like friends for like right. years and years.
Kind of like how your mom and I, we've completed high school together and have just like been friends throughout the years, and we can look back and talk about our high school experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you'll have that. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't have the same elementary friends or junior high friends. I can't look back and say, hey, I remember we went to junior high together. And that is weird. It does suck because there are so many people that can say that. But you know what, honestly, it's something so minute that as you get older, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm very tired and my brain is no, you didn't make me cry. I'm not gonna cry.
Don't cry, Riley. All right, do you have anything you would love to tell people about military life that they might not know?
I think it's I mean, I can understand the difficulties of it, you know, from your perspective of, you know, having, I was telling Amber earlier that, you know, it might be even harder for, you know, your age group and Caleb's age group, because, you know, other kids might not, you know, stay in touch with you. they kind of just start to do their own things, and it kind of makes it harder emotionally because then you feel like, you know, your friends forgot you, and it's harder to bounce back from that. It's even hard with as an adult, but I think like as an adult, you can at least kind of think about it logically. And when you're younger, it's more emotionally, the way you're kind of like you're ruled by your feelings on it. But I've definitely been treated differently. I've literally had people like, well, I figured since you're moving, you know, that, you know, we weren't going to keep in touch. So they would have already like deleted me on Facebook because they assumed that. Or I've had people not necessarily get close to me because they know that I'm only here temporarily.
Oh, you're talking about adults. I thought you were talking about kids. Like when you were younger. I know.
Well, that would be weird. No, oh, I thought you meant like now. Like it would be weird if kids were like, I don't want to get attached to you because you're leaving. But.
No, I've never had someone do that to me.
So. Maybe because like even some like kids don't necessarily understand like military, like you are here for a short amount of time.
Right. Yeah. Have you kept in contact with any friends from other states?
Yeah, a couple. Hold on, let me go into my memory and see if I can think of their names. Definitely Kylie, which was a friend from Georgia. I had two other friends from Georgia, but I'm not in contact with them as much. I had a friend who had an older brother, and I would hang out with her older brother, and two other kids that lived in our cul-de-sac. And honestly, I don't remember much about them. So, yeah. And my friend Alexa, that's also in Georgia.
It would have been cool if you had a friend from Hawaii that used to move.
COVID scare, yeah. It's hard to meet up with people when you're relying on other people's schedules.
We were really good friends in first grade.
We know how short amount of time that we have.
When we were planning to go see them,
COVID kind of screwed up our first year here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, I've definitely got some really good friends here. I mean, some, in a way that I feel like are better friends than the ones that I had in Georgia. Not that they were, like, bad friends or anything. It's just I see them more, and I'm just more in contact them here.
You know I'm going to pull the mom card on you, though, right? Are they good, positive friends? Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Izzy from school, she's like, why are you walking around like you're some depressed kid? Be happy for once.
Snap out of it, girl.
And
snap out of it. Remember who you represent.
Yeah, and me and my friend Lucia, she's from church. We like to hang out a lot at church.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that you're involved in church. That's so good, especially at your age, to have that relationship with God and stay connected with Him.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see how much it helps you as you grow older throughout your life. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to see as a teenager because, you know, you're a teenager and you have so many emotions and life is just life, right? But it's something to hold on to, I promise you. It's the best thing that could ever happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so good to have being in the military life. To have that connection with God and have someone to be able to talk to when you are having a hard time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So me and my mom have a really good relationship with the youth pastor, who isn't the youth pastor anymore. They got
he's moving out and they're bringing a new one in. But yeah,
I heard about that. That's okay. You get to meet a new one and make friends with the new one.
Yeah. I talked to him. He played a couple of video games with me.
That's good.
He seems pretty chill.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a lot younger. Younger than the current youth pastor.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's closer to their age.
Yeah. Right. Like, it wasn't that long ago that he was that age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's like, what, 20-something?
Yeah, he's like in his 20s. He's a baby. Baby. Baby hanging out with the babies.
I also like his nickname, which is what everyone calls him, Stone. Mm-hmm. I forgot his real name, though. Oh, well.
They just said it. Oh, no. I like the story. I like the story of his nickname.
Want to know a secret?
Yeah.
Growing up, I went to church camp every year, and I had a crush on one of the youth pastors.
I remember that.
And his name
that.
Was Sterling.
Oh, no. That's
he was funny. A pastor? Oh, no. Or
Do
a counselor?
He was, like, one of the, like, yeah, a counselor.
Like a...
But...
I'm sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
That sounds really weird to me because... one of the other photographers at our church, his name is Sterling.
Oh, no. It just reminded me Sterling and Stone.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of Sterlings. I haven't met a whole lot of Sterlings.
No. It is a cool name.
Yeah.
It's a cool name, though.
Interesting. So
when I was in fourth grade, there was a kid named Gary.
Gary? Where was SpongeBob?
Gary, I knew a Gary.
Gary and Patrick.
I knew a Gary in fourth grade too.
Oh no.
That's funny. Well, I just want to say thanks for jumping on here today, Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your emotions and your feelings on things. Mm-hmm. I know bringing those topics up can't always be easy, but it probably is a good thing to talk about it sometimes. So anytime you ever want to jump on here and talk about anything, let us know. It was nice to have someone else on today.
All right, y'all getting lonely?
Yeah,
we get so lonely talking about.
Oh my gosh, so lonely.
Yeah.
Talking about life.
Next time, I'm gonna have you and Aiden on here, and you guys can throw us under the bus and talk about embarrassing things moms do.
Yes. Yep.
Are you down for that?
Yeah.
Don't throw your mom under the bus.
Talk about the embarrassing things, but all the good things about your mamas, too.
Mostly don't the embarrassing, though.
Yeah, don't forget to lift us up a little, girl.
I'm not embarrassing at all.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
Yeah, see, you are embarrassing.
Anytime you need to call me, Riley, I got you.
You think you're so funny.
We are.
Both of you.
Right?
I mean, I am. I'm pretty funny. I'm not sure about y'all.
Rude. That was rude.
Literally.
She totally just cut me out of that whole sentence. Well, I am. Rude.
Where
so
does
rude. Remember that when
Riley,
I
Riley, where
your
do
hair.
You think you get your funniness from? Like, where do you think it comes from?
She's all dad. My dad.
Yeah, did you not hear my dad joke the other day?
Oh yeah, tell Amber your dad joke.
Okay, so we were going to park our car so we could get on the bus to go to the Rockies game, right? And so we're by the movie theater, and by the movie theater is rock bottom, right? But it had closed down, and they're reconstructing everything. And I was like, oh hey, look, rock bottom hit rock bottom.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, you want to hear my dad joke?
What is it?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
Berry?
Gummy bear.
Oh, I've heard that one before. Shouldn't that be like a mom joke?
It is now.
It's an Amber joke.
It's an Amber joke. I've got another one, but it's a little offensive, so I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than my dad's talking about the pants monster.
What?
So, okay. So,
let's hear it. We got to put dad on blast if we're going to get put on blast eventually. Let's go.
Okay. So, before I had a pair of ripped jeans that got ripped over time, like a lot. So you could see a whole bunch of my legs. And my dad would be like, oh, did the pants monster visit you? Like, did it eat your pants or something?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I remember wearing ripped jeans and always getting comments from the older people about them.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it looks like you should have got half off those pants. They didn't sell you a whole pair of pants. Yeah, girl. So just ignore it. It's
pain.
All about the style.
It's pain.
It is. You just gotta ignore it.
And then, like, he was looking at other kids who also had ripped jeans. He was like, oh, man, he got your whole school. So, yeah. So
at least he didn't say it in front of your friends.
No.
That would have been devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun. Little dad jokes.
You guys are funny.
That was a really loud laugh.
Me?
It was nice. Right in my ear.
Oh, well, thanks, Riley. Thank you. I'm sorry for your little baby ears. Thank you for coming on. I know you've been wanting to come on, and we figured out.
I have.
Yes, but let me specify why we had you. It's because April is. You have a shirt that says it. April is the month of the military child.
I have a t-shirt that says that.
You think you wore it yesterday? It's your painting shirt.
The t-shirt monster must have got it.
I have multiple.
Okay.
Which one are All you right. talking well, about?
Well, yeah, we've been thinking about having this conversation of what it's like being in the military and whatnot. And so this was the perfect time. So, yes, thank you, Riley. Thanks for coming on and talking with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
You're welcome.
You and the embarrassing adults, thanks for dealing with us.
Yeah, I mean, I could give a whole bunch of embarrassing moments.
No, we won't go there. Let's end it on a good
note. We'll go there one day.
Let's end it on a good note. Okay. All right.
Cool. Where can they find us, Ash?
We can find Riley, do you know where everyone can find us?
Where can they find us, Riley?
Yeah, hold on. Uncommon Faith Podcast? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Okay, good.
Or they could email us with the same handle at Gmail.
Yeah.
Where can they find you, Ashley?
They can find me at ashley.reed on Instagram.
You guys can find me at amber_n_g on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's been fun.
Basically any social media, they're on there. So
we're there.
Yeah, you're there.
Yes, yeah, soon to be TikTok. We're working on that.
Yay, more embarrassing things. Yay.
Yeah.
We're gonna get you on there too, Riley.
We will find more ways to embarrass ourselves.
more of me embarrassing you guys, but whatever.
Bring it on. We'll see if you come back, Riley.
Oh, are you kicking me?
Yeah, we're gonna kick you out.
It's been fun.
Sorry.
Toodles.
y'all are so mean.
She said right. y'all. She's almost Tennessee right. ready.
Thanks, guys.
No.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.